everyone, and welcome to part one of a two-part Connect with Experts Connection Point podcast. I'm your host, James Hilliard. On this episode, we're speaking with Intel's Balaji Srinivasan. Balaji leads partner business development worldwide for the Cisco strategic account team at Intel, and he's here to set the scene as we explore hot button issues and data center architecture that can help you support initiatives like virtualization, cloud computing, and server and storage consolidation. And Balaji, really appreciate you joining us today.
James, it's my pleasure. It's good to be speaking with you again. I think we did one podcast in the past.
We have. And let's do this as a setup for today's conversation. We'll start at a high level in terms of this, how you see business expectations regarding the data center, as well as the role of IT, how that has been changing over the past couple of years.
Yeah, it's a really compelling question, James. If you look in the marketplace, the wide deployment of server virtualization across the data centers of the world, be it within enterprises from small, medium to large, or even like in service provider networks, it has really brought on a new age of potential in that before, when an enterprise needed a new, you know, capability to be deployed into their network, they would basically stand up a new rack mount server or a new blade, and then they provision it, and then they turn up the service. And these days, with server virtualization, you've got this ability to have a whole bunch of different applications and needs for an enterprise, be it for internal usage or for supporting their customer base, really all able to reside on one physical server with server virtualization capabilities that are built into the servers we're deploying to market today. And, you know, with that, and as that becomes more and more proliferated in the marketplace, it has dawned on IT that they've got a compelling new capability, which is that not only can the servers be virtualized, but hey, if I can turn up servers pretty fast, and it's gone from months to days to hours at Intel within our own IT organization, now the role of IT can turn into a, you know, in the past, wow, you're a drag on the overall business strategy. It's the what it takes for IT to keep the business running, you know, running the infrastructure running, to where now IT can say, wait a second, I can help us with, you know, being more nimble in the marketplace, serving our customers better and developing new products faster because I can turn up servers on a dime. And so server virtualization allows IT now to become from a cost center to a potential enabler of business strategy for enterprises.
I was at a recent in-person event. We asked the question, hey, how long does it take you to stand up a server? And these were folks that still hadn't virtualized some of their environment. And you even alluded to it. Some of them were still saying, hey, we get an order on that. It can take a couple weeks, even months here just to still do that. Whereas those in the room that had virtualized, they're saying we're doing it in hours, days here. So absolutely. I mean, I can attest to, I've heard that been the fact for a lot of the IT folks I talk to. Virtualization, obviously, big change for organizations. The other thing, you and I can't go a day, probably can't go a couple hours without hearing cloud and cloud technologies. That has had a big play on organizations as well.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost like people have had, you know, TMI on the word cloud, right?
It's true.
In the marketplace. And so, you know, and I think it's probably helpful to kind of tie it back is that, you know, the word sounds so ambiguous, cloud, but it really is, as you suggested, it ties back to this, you know, ongoing evolution of computing in the data center. And so, you know, as IT has seen this opportunity to become the center of business strategy for those companies out there in the marketplace that we're all looking to service, and as PC Connections is trying to do, right, is, you know, they see this potential to now stand up those servers and those new virtual servers or software, turn up a software as a service for internal, external consumption on a very rapid basis. And that's what really cloud refers to, is that the idea of cloud, in essence, for me, if I were to explain it in layman's terms, right, so we can all kind of internalize it, is cloud is this ability to have a set of resources, which happens to be virtual servers, and to be able to deploy them in a quick and rapid manner and efficiently make use of those resources to better business goals. Is that kind of a fair way to describe it, James, you think?
And more so as I'm talking with other folks, yeah, you're in line with a lot of other, that easy definition. I think it's right on line with other folks that I've been talking to as well.
Right. And so, you know, and you look at that and say, okay, now I can turn up a server or a new service for an enterprise or as a, you know, a cloud hoster really fast. You start to wonder, well, gee, if it's really that easy to turn up and now I can be more nimble as a corporation, you start to worry about some interesting dynamics that come with it, which is, well, you've now got a whole bunch of virtual servers or applications turned up and turned down on a regular basis, say across a day, within a physical server or in across a physical data center, thousands of virtual servers or virtual applications. Well, that brings some real challenges in terms of data and intellectual property security. So that's one thing, James, that Intel is cognizant of, and all of our partners are as well with Cisco and PC Connections, is we have to be careful that as we make this nimble, enabled, cloud-enabled data center infrastructure possible in the future, that we help the enterprises maintain their intellectual property, maintain the security of the data that is their own private data, but also that customer data that we all promise our customers not to divulge or be open to malware or viruses in the market, right?
Well, it's an ongoing issue that IT has. Balance the agility we're striving for to serve those lines of businesses, serve our customers faster, not be the bottleneck, yet balance that against the risk of doing exactly what you said, bringing up these resources, bringing them back down, doing it on a daily basis, doing it thousands of times on a daily basis in a very highly virtualized environment. So you bring up security. I want to kind of move the conversation in that direction. Every time I talk to folks about these topics, security, it's top of mind. Whether it's public cloud, private cloud, they're doing it on their premise, they're doing it outside the walls of the organization. So let's talk briefly here, but give me some idea of some of the Intel solutions out there that have been specifically designed, listening to feedback, anticipating where the market's going, specifically designed to alleviate some of the security concerns that folks have about the cloud.
Sure, sure. I think the best way to start that off is to introduce this terminology that Intel is driving the marketplace to, and that is that we have this vision that will enable a secure and multi-tenant cloud, not just as Intel or Cisco or PC Connections, but as a overall ecosystem of providers from the software solutions out there, the hardware solutions out there, the enabling partners like PCC, that we all work together with standards and open initiatives to basically drive what we call this idea of trusted compute pools. So we believe that a cloud solution must, in essence, from the ground up, be able to provide a definite strong level of security in terms of the hardware root of trust that's established. And with Intel, James, that's this technology called trusted execution technology that's built into the Intel Xeon processors that we ship to market today. And based on that hardware root of trust, you can then extend that to the hypervisor through the OS and then into the application layers, and you can now establish security on all those virtual servers that you and I were talking about that are being turned up, thousands of them in a day, on a private cloud or a public cloud. And then you extend that to where, in a trusted compute pool solution, we're really thinking far ahead in terms of saying, hey, wait a second, what if there's a government audit or a HIPAA regulation on a medical deployment of a data center solution, and now you've got the government come in and say, hey, Mr. Enterprise, show me that you preserved and you did not, you know, negligently expose that customer data that you had privy access to, and that it was really a, you know, egregious violation of your corporate rights in that data center. Well, we think that that trusted compute pool has to have the ability to have governance and compliance audits and automatically generate that data so that, you know, when you get asked, and if it ever happens, that enterprise can reproduce and show the government that they've built a secure cloud. And I think, James, in summary, that trusted compute pools philosophy of enabling cloud, we think will make more and more enterprises likely to want to offload their physical server to a cloud solution, be it hosted internally on a private cloud, or that they take it to a public cloud provider outside of their physical boundaries of their company.
Hey, Balaji, really appreciate you taking time and joining us today.
Thanks, James. It was my pleasure.
And folks, for you, if you want to hear more of our conversation where we will dive into technical details on solutions and tools that you can use to build a private cloud, then check out part two of this podcast series. And if you're interested in learning more about Cisco UCS solutions powered by intelligent Intel Xeon processors and building a private cloud, then turn to the PC Connection family of companies, which is a Cisco Gold partner. You can contact your account manager today to learn more about starting your next IT project with an assessment and engaging their on-staff experts. You're also encouraged to visit pcconnection.com or call 1-800-800-0014 to get more information. If you do want to send us an email, we are happy to receive that, connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard. That's going to wrap up this installment of Connection Point.